I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Life is fast, intense, and sometimes bewildering. But poetry offers a way of slowing things down, looking at them closely, mining each moment for all that it houses. Poetry isn't an escape or even a luxury. I'd argue it's a necessity, a means of living more deeply with reality. That's the idea behind this show. 5 minutes to hear a poem and feel reality in a vivid new way. From American Public Media, the Library of Congress, and the Poetry Foundation, The Slowdown will arrive every weekday, starting in late November, wherever you get your podcasts. Early next year, we'll join the radio waves, too. The Slowdown will be available to public radio stations across the country. Wherever you listen, join me with The Slowdown to see the world more clearly through poetry. And in the meantime, here's a poem by West Virginian poet Steve Scafidi. This poem, like the others we'll be bringing you on this show, does what all great poetry does. It looks past ordinary surfaces to the place where what is beautiful and consoling or strange and arresting begins to come into view. For the Last American Buffalo, after a photograph by Richard Sherman. Because words dazzle in the dizzy light of things, and the soul is like an animal, hunted and slow, this buffalo walks through me every night as if I was some kind of prairie and hunkers against the cold dark, snorting under the stars while the fog of its breathing rises in the air. And it is the loneliest feeling I know to approach it slowly with my hand outstretched, to tenderly touch the heavy skull, furred and rough, and stroke that place huge between its ears where what I think and what it thinks are one singing thing so quiet that when I wake, I seldom remember walking beside it and whispering in its ear, quietly passing the miles, the two of us, as if Cheyenne or the lights of San Francisco were our unlikely destination. And sometimes trains pass us, and no one leans out hard in the dark, aiming to end us. And so we continue on, somehow. And today, while the seismic quietness of the earth spun beneath my feet, and while the world, I guess, carried on, that lumbering thing moved heavy, thick, and dark through the dreams I believe we keep having, whether we sleep or not. And when you see it again, say, I'm sorry for things you didn't do. And then offer it some sweet grass and tell it stories you remember from the star chamber of the womb, or at least the latest joke, something good to keep it company, as otherwise it doesn't know you are here for love. And like the world tonight, doesn't really care whether we live or die. Tell it you do, and why. Listen to The Slowdown, coming later this fall.